And finally, a suicide bomb attack at an election rally in southern Afghanistan has left 8 people dead and nearly a dozen others wounded. The attack took place in Lashkar Gah, the provincial capital of Helmand Province. It was carried out in the office of a parliament candidate while a campaign rally was underway. The candidate, Saleh Mohammed Achakzai, is among the fatalities. President Ashraf Ghani has condemned the attack, saying that Afghans who believe in democracy will not allow terrorists to stop the elections. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the deadly assault, but the Taliban has ramped up attacks in strategic provinces ahead of the parliamentary polls set for October 20. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, joins us from San Francisco. I think the bigger story here should be the 17 years anniversary. It just happened a couple days back, and that day I think there were 54 civilians or 54 deaths on that day. There was a rise in U.S. Soldiers, I think, this year. And overall, this shows the failure, I'm guessing, of the U.S. war that's been waged now for 17 years. It could be the longest war after Vietnam. Why is it that the U.S. feels that it could still win this war when it has failed up to this point?
Well, I think you put your finger on the reason in your statement. This is the American Vietnam. The American Vietnam War in the 1960s was maintained and continued precisely for the same reason: pride and a sense of national honor and an artificial theory that the United States should be able to go in anywhere and destroy an enemy and resurrect an ally, and somehow a thriving, prosperous democracy. That's been the fantasy, and it's an absolute lie. It's inconsistent with the laws of human nature and civilizational development and economic development. So the entire U.S. adventurism into Afghanistan was not about democracy. It was not about Osama bin Laden. It was not about destroying an enemy and resurrecting an ally. In large degree, it was about poppy fields and opium and an illicit drug trade that Afghanistan had the potential of developing. The United States CIA was obsessed with getting in there and controlling it. So in one category, you could claim Afghanistan was a massive drug war to empower the CIA with finances for black operations. And I saw that personally in reports like Deep Black that the Obama administration was pushing forth through a variety of government sources. So this has turned out to be one of the worst episodes in the United States history. And there's always a hope that it can be remedied, but it has to be a remedy through a coalition of partners. It cannot be one single top-down approach. That's precisely why Nikki Haley is leaving or resigning or being kicked out, because her approach, the U.S. foreign policy approach, has been a miserable failure because it's made more enemies than allies. And John Bolton will be the next to go. And I hope Mike Pompeo after that. The Trump administration's only hope of surviving is by bringing in people that understand foreign policy, understand foreign cultures and political systems in history, and has a humility and a respect for other nations, like Donald Trump allegedly claimed to have when he spoke at the United Nations and denounced globalism. He needs to really put his mouth where policy should be and denounce interventionalism and really begin to pull the United States out of these wars that every day a new American son or daughter is crippled or killed or maimed, their families damaged if not destroyed, for nothing, for absolutely nothing. And I served in the United States Army as an officer, working in psychological warfare, working in counterterrorism at the State Department, working at Special Operations Command, working at Central Command. I know all of the operations and where the bodies are buried. I know the policies, and I know the reckless stupidity that exists in the American military bureaucracy, and that's what really is crippling President Trump. He has a bureaucracy of uniformed generals and admirals who don't care about the American Constitution or our future. They care about their own paycheck and their own professional advancement. So I hope President Trump really wakes up to this and recognizes he must leave Afghanistan with honor, and the only way to do that is through an international coalition of partners, including Iran, which is probably America's, ironically, its best hope for solidifying Afghanistan, and with Russia, another great hope for solidifying Afghanistan. And it has to work with other nations so that there is a diplomatic, political pullback. The United States does not want to be there. No American citizen wants to be in Afghanistan or Syria, for that matter, or Libya or Iraq. And that's the great turning point our nations need to go towards.
Thank you, Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer there.